Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God. Lord, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord and all of his hosts. And thank you all near and far for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on this station. I'm your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 31 plus years, none other than in the person of. All right, let me try that one more time.
Amen. I'm Mildred Townsend.
Something is not right here. Let me try this again to see what's going on. I don't know why I'm not getting you, Minister Mildred. Try it again. Okay, I'm not hearing you, and I don't know why. Yeah, let me try another microphone there. Yeah, another microphone would be probably better. All right, let me try you now.
Hey, man, I'm Lady Mildred Townsend.
Okay, that's better. That's better. I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you on that other mic. But nevertheless, we thank and praise God for those of you that have joined us on today. Truly, we can say this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. And wherever you might be, under the sound of our voice, you might be traveling up and down the highways. You might be in your convalescent homes. You might be behind prison bars today. You might be laying flat of your back, not able to get up. Amen. You might be going through a divorce. You might be going through a horrific time in your life. But I'm here to tell you, we're here to tell you that Jesus Christ still is the way, the truth, and the life. On that note, I'm going to ask Minister Mildred to come on and share a scripture with us, and we're going to go before the throne of grace in Jesus' name.
Amen. Coming out of the book of Isaiah, praise the Lord, 41 chapter, beginning at the 10th verse. Amen. And read us this: Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will hold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Heavenly Father God, we just thank you. We come to you once again, thanking and praising you. Oh, loving God, you are. Lord, you've been so good to each and every one of us. Lord, we're still here. Amen. The last month in 2017. God, we just want to thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your love. Amen. You've been so good. Even me, myself, personally, you blessed me with another birthday. And God, I thank you.
Yes,
I thank
Lord.
You. I thank you.
Yes.
You are merciful. You are loving. And there is no one like you. Lord, we pray for brothers and sisters everywhere, ones that need you right now. There's so many needs. And Lord, during this time of year, there's just seemingly so many are going through. Some with depression, loneliness, just many hurtful things that are going on in their lives. But, oh, Father, you are the answer. We look to you. We look to the hill from which cometh our help. For all of our help cometh from you. And Lord Jesus, we're going to continue to look to you because you are the answer to every problem in this world.
Oh,
we're praying for ones, Lord God, that don't know you today.
Yes,
and oh,
Lord
God, you want them to cast their cares upon you.
Yes.
For you care for each and every one of us.
Oh,
God.
Yes.
Lord, you're willing that none perish,
yes,
but
Lord.
All come to repentance.
Oh, yeah.
And Lord, we're praying that you will prick the heart of your people.
Thank you,
even
Lord.
Now, Lord God. You
thank
said,
you,
the day that you hear my voice,
yes,
harden not your heart. And Father, we're thanking you today,
oh,
that
yeah,
you will just touch, you to deliver, that you will comfort, that you will heal today, God. Hallelujah. Save, Father. Hallelujah. More than anything, save. Hallelujah. Some sin-sick soul.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you. And we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As always, again, we thank and praise God for those of you, amen, that have been out there that correspond with us and that, amen, let us know how much the broadcast is a blessing to you. Well, let me tell you something. You, too, are a blessing to us. Amen.
Amen.
You people out there, we love you. amen, so much. And we just thank and praise God for you. Some of you we've never met, amen, but I tell you what, amen, I would love to meet you. I would love for you to just come show your face at the place, 1400 College Drive, on tomorrow, amen. No, we're not taking applications for church membership, and we're not opening up our doors trying to get members. No, we're trying to unify with God's people in this end time. And for those of you, even behind prison bars, that's right, you said, Bishop, when we get out, we're going to visit you. Listen, stay true to your word. Amen. One thing about it, we said a man and woman's word is their bond. And those are of you out there say, you know what, some of y'all have said, y'all such a blessing to us. And when I do get myself together, I want to be a blessing to your ministry. Well, we received your mail on the other day. Minister Milton, who is that we're talking about?
Amen. God bless you, Sister Lucille Nelson.
God bless you. God bless you. Sister Lucille, we got your letter. Amen. And we're certainly keeping you lifted up in prayer. And we thank and praise God for you even considering us. And not only, though, there's a myriad of you out there that have been blessings to Moments of Inspiration. You know who you are. Amen. Some people don't mind you patting them on the back. Amen. But my brothers and sisters out there, amen, I just love them dearly. Amen. I'm just going to just throw out some shouts out there right now to those of you, amen, that have just opened your hearts to us. Amen. Apostle Sheila Waddy, amen, God's Church of LeCount, Louisiana, amen, opened her heart up to us. I thank and praise God for them. Amen. My brother, Pastor Gilmore out there, amen, God bless you. Amen. Bishop Wayne Thomas, amen, God bless you. Brothers and sisters in the Lord, amen, that have just opened their hearts up to us. Amen. Pastor Charles Harrell, amen, at the church where we are at right now, opened their hearts up to us, Minister Mildred, and made it possible for us to come and have fellowship where we are right now. There's so many of you out there. Amen. Mother Ollie King and Sister Anna King and all of these people. Amen. And we start naming them, Elder Charles Lee and Sister Christy Harding. And we just start naming. If you know some, go ahead and name them, because I can't think of everybody.
Amen. We just thank God for all and everybody that have sown into the ministry. Elder Huston, praise God. And
amen,
all
amen. That's right. That's right.
And Bible Beans, and I don't like the bully part. The Bible Beans, man.
Well, I tell you, you can't have one without the other. You're going to have to have Bible Beans and bullets, and you're going to have to have God, goals, and guns.
Yeah, leave the guns and the bullets.
The guns and the bullets out of. Well, God bless you. Amen. Well, he ain't going to do it, though.
I know that.
He ain't going to leave them guns
he
and bullets
up.
Out. Well,
up.
But nevertheless, you know, these are people, those of you out there, amen, so many of you out there, amen, that have just been blessed. Listen, even brothers behind prison bars. Brother Garnett Davis behind prison bars. Brother Larry Williams behind prison bars. Amen. Sister Ivy Mathis. Amen. All of our brothers and sisters behind prison bars on today. We just thank and praise God for you. And you know, that's one of the things that we'd like to do. We'd like to hear from you. We'd like to hear to know, amen, that Moments of Inspiration is a blessing to you. That's right. I know many of you say, well, when I get something, I'm going to be a blessing to y'all. Listen, just hearing from you is a blessing. Everything else, amen, has its proper timing. But in the meantime, if you have a desire to let us know that God is being a blessing to you, we'd love to hear from you by writing us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Again, that's P.O. Box 3371, Pineville. Brother and Sister Sweet, I can't forget about them, too. Amen. Brother and
praise
Sister Sweet
God.
Out
God
there.
Bless you.
And I mean, y'all are sweet, too. Amen. Y'all are a sweet couple, and I thank and praise
and
God.
Shout out to the Mays family.
The Mays family. That's right, Brother Troy Mays and Sister Janice Mays, amen, and Brother Thomas Chestnut, and so many of you out there that if we start naming God's people, especially the saints that are in the household of faith, amen, there's so many of you out there, amen. Sister Smith at New Morning Star in Grayson, Louisiana, amen. We thank and praise God, and for those of you, amen, that have invited us over to speak at your church, amen, we certainly thank and praise God for you. Amen. We thank God for the opportunity, amen, to not just share the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen, but with power and demonstration. Amen. That's what it's all about. And again, Sister Lucille Nelson, once again, a big old hearty God bless you.
Man, what a blessing. We just thank God for you. I just want to personally, we had never met you, never seen your name. But that's the love that you shown on Friday when we went to the P.O. Box. We're just grateful for what, you know, you've done for the ministry. So Bishop and I just want to say thank you. God bless you. And we love you with the love of the Lord.
Amen. It's with all of you. You may not have anything to send, but we still love to hear from
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. We still love to hear from you. There are so many brothers and sisters out there. Amen, that are just genuinely sweethearted people.
Yes,
and I thank and praise God for that. You know what the Bible says? Amen, that whatsoever you do toward a prophet, you receive a prophet's
exactly.
reward.
Exactly. The Lord
Amen.
Spirit means the same thing.
You'll receive that prophet's reward. And I thank and praise God for those of you that have just opened your hearts up. Amen. And you've done toward the things of ministry. Amen. You realize that we're not charlatans. Amen. We're not scam artists.
No.
We're not people out there, amen, selling people a lie and telling them dreams and selling. No, we're about being about God's business from a realistic heart and from a true sincerity. Amen. We believe, amen, that God wants you healed. God wants you delivered. We believe that God wants you to have more than enough so that you can be a blessing in the lives
amen.
Of other
amen.
People as well. Shame on the person that just says, well,
selfish
you know what? I don't want nothing. All I want is enough just to pay my bills and, amen, keep food on my table. That's all I want. I don't want nothing else.
But you can't share with you. That's all you get, Bishop. Just enough for to get, you know, get by.
And you know they don't mean that because those that know anything about farming know that if you plant those mustard seed greens, you ain't going to just get one patch of greens.
I know that's right.
You know if you plant those tomatoes, see, you're not going to get just one tomato.
That's
God
right.
doesn't operate that way.
No.
And so when he pours into our life, he expects us to pour
no
back
doubt.
Into the life. Amen. And every year, that same ground that you sow your seeds on, it gives right back to you. Same thing in ministry.
And
Amen.
Something dealing with the greens and mustards and turnips, I know personally, being from the South, praise the Lord, you can just plant them one time. And every year, Bishop,
if the ground is right,
if the ground is right,
they're going to keep coming
yield back.
Back.
They're going to come back year after year, repeatedly. So God is good. If you constantly sow, amen, you're going to just continue to, you know, we don't like to be like those people just, you know, manipulating the people, you know, but it's a blessing to give.
We refuse.
Yes.
To be like those people.
But it's a blessing to give. It's a blessing to give. That's just the truth. You know, give, and it shall, you know, be given back to you. Pressed down, shaking together, and running over with men given unto your bosom. So, hey. Glory to God. I'm going to continue to do because I know it's a blessing
in
giving, Bishop. It's just a blessing. It's God's word. It's the way it's just the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
You know, it's so profound and it's deep at the same time. But the love that God has shared between us as brothers and sisters, it's no different in the same love that a husband and wife shares. When that husband gives his love to the wife, and that wife gives her love to the husband, amen, in honesty and sincerity, what does God reward them with? He rewards them with children, amen. The same thing. God is going to birth things, amen, in our life when we do it in the spirit
unless
of love.
Unless it's past, you know, childbearing age, you know, children coming in.
You can still be Sarah if you want to. You can,
well,
you can well, be like
God,
you can be like Nike,
it.
Just do it.
He's God
be like
by
Nike,
himself.
Just do it.
Hallelujah, he's God all by himself. He
well,
can do it.
With
Amen.
God, there is no such thing.
That's true.
Is childbearing age? If God got something
that's
to
right,
do with,
that's
if
right.
God intended, we still hear it in society all today. 60-year-old women are
right.
bringing forth children.
My God.
Amen. 65-year-old women bringing forth children.
Now, you know
I mean, it's
Jesus.
Rare.
It happens,
but
God.
It can happen.
I understand what you're saying, but
it
on, a,
can happen.
On the average, you know, past childbearing,
I understand.
You know, that
I understand.
Is
Amen. Let's just put it this way. We ain't trying to be Abraham and Sarah.
No, we won't be Abraham. I ain't tried. We won't. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Now, you they saved, but be careful. Don't never say never.
No, I won't say never, but Lord, have mercy.
Just say, Lord, if it be thy will, let this cup pass.
Pass.
Amen.
It ain't no but
Amen.
Nevertheless.
She ain't being right, y'all.
God is good. I love him so much. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
He knows.
But no, it's a blessing to be able to correspond with God's people. And I tell y'all, we appreciate you. We don't take you for granted, each and every one of you out there under the sound of our voice. That's right. You might be behind prison bars, but we
yes.
thank and praise God for each and every one of you that are holding up the bloodstained banner.
Thank you, Jesus.
And as always, we certainly, again, give you the VIP invitation to join us. We're every Sunday at the Hilltop Nursing Home.
Hallelujah.
Those sweet little people there, too.
Oh,
amen. And
darlings.
I tell you know what? People, and you know what? This is the wonderful thing about it. When people realize that you are genuine
yes.
and you are real,
yes,
like the little song, we're in the Yuletide season now, and the little song that says about the little drummer boy, Minister Mildred, and he said, I have no gifts to bring.
Yes.
You know, everybody else was bringing their gifts, but such as he had, he was willing to do. And it makes me think about this little dear heart at the nursing home every Sunday. You know, there have been some people that have come up to us and they've just put money in our hands and say, you know what, y'all don't have to do this. We thank and praise God for you. You all don't have to do this. And then we turn around and say, yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do this because we are commissioned by Jesus Christ to do this. And they say, yeah, but you know what? Other people, we have to beg them to come to the nursing home. We have to beg them, can they just have a ministry? But you all just come consistently week after week. And then there's this other little dear soul. She don't have no money. But you know what? Every week she comes up to Minister Mildred, and she has some snacks for her.
Every week.
Every week.
And you know, this is the time I've told
her. But now, hold your thought there. Hold your thought. Because and when she began to hear about faith,
yes,
and she began to hear about increase, for a long time she came to you with a pack of popcorn.
Yes, she did.
And then she said, God has blessed me. And he increased her little snacks. She now don't come with just a pack of popcorn, but what she come with now?
Oh, she give me all kind of little goodies. She give me little cookies. She give me little hot fries.
Yes, she does.
Oh, little Pop-Tarts.
That's right. God has given her the increase, and she's sharing her blessing.
And I said, oh, Lord Jesus. It's so precious. It's just
precious.
A thought.
You know, precious.
And I know I don't need none of this stuff she bring me, but just the love behind
it. But you still eat it, though.
I eat it. Share it, though.
I do share it with people.
The love of that lady, when I walk in, she'll have her little snacks.
She'll be waiting for you at the
door. Yeah, at the door.
At the vestibule.
Yes.
And waiting right there.
And I thank God for her. Amen.
And you know what? She has joy.
Yes, a little Caucasian lady. Elaine is her name. That's my friend.
Sure. She's right there.
Yes.
And for a long time, we would get in there, and she would have her little popcorn, and she would be sitting back, and then she would just come over in her little wheelchair, and she would say, this is for you, sweetie. And she would just give you that. And so then next thing I know, and, you know, we start talking about having faith and believing God for more. And she came all of a sudden later on. She didn't have a pack of popcorn. Mm-hmm. She had popcorn and some hot fries. And
hot tarts.
Hot pop tarts. And she just started giving off of her increase. And do you know what? You can't beat God's giving.
Lord Jesus.
To the man or woman of God out there right now. You might be saying, well, Pastor, I'm going through a rough time. You know, the finances are rough. I'm here to tell you that when you put your trust in the Lord, Jesus is not a man that he should lie. See, a lot of times what it is if you quit comparing yourself to everybody else.
Yes, Lord.
Forget about T.D. Jakes. Forget about Creflo Dollar. Yes. Forget about Jamal Bryant. Forget about all of these so-called prestigious people. And thank God for right where you are.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God is not a man that he should lie. Amen. You ain't got to bleed the people. You ain't got to prime them and pump them Sunday after Sunday, week after week. When you genuinely love, a man ain't got to beg his wife for a baby. If the ground is right, amen, and the seed is right, the baby gonna come forth.
Amen.
Amen. If it's not coming forth, then we got to check ourselves. Amen. If God ain't meeting the need, amen, if the bills ain't being paid at the church, then Brother Shepherd, you got to check yourself. You got to ask yourself, Lord, what is it I'm not doing right? If the bills are not being paid, because we ain't got to beg nobody. God don't have beggars in his camp. He ain't got manipulators in his camp. He ain't got slicksters in his camp. Lucifer does, though. Amen. I heard one prominent preacher, and he said this, and God let it. That's why I say a lot of time that when that devil gets your mind, he'll make you say stuff, and you don't even realize what you're saying. Prominent pastor. Very well-noted mega preacher said, I wish I could get all the non-tithe payers, and I wish I could just get them together and gather them all up together and just shoot them till they dead. What kind of language is that for a man of God?
Never.
To let come out not of
even
his mouth.
Not even in a joking matter. You know, you just don't let some stuff come out of your
mouth.
Well,
no, God want to let people hear the reality
exactly.
of what's really in a person's
he
heart.
And he will
because
expose the
people,
stuff
when
there.
when they throw off on you and snicker behind it, they really mean it.
Yeah, they mean it.
they really mean it.
That's why
so,
they did it.
So when God shows you how a person
believe
is,
it,
you need to take advantage of that and say, Lord, you know what? Thank you for showing me this. And brothers and sisters, that's the time that we're in right now. When God shows you that this person is real, believe it.
Yes, Lord.
When God shows you that this person is genuinely concerned about your soul, believe it. Because it don't take much. Even a little child knows people who got evil spirits on them.
They won't want you.
Even animals know people.
That's right.
Amen. I give the analogy about, amen, this man that came to our yard. And our dog, he just act like he going to tear up everybody.
Everybody.
I mean, anybody in sight. If my kids come through the door and he don't know who they are, he going to tear them up too till he know who they are.
Right.
But there was this gentleman. And I had the pleasure of meeting this gentleman. I'm not going to say his name.
Mm-mm.
But he came by my house. And my dog was barking at him, and he was loose. And usually he act like he going to tear him up, and he started jumping up on his hind legs like he was playing with the man. And I said, wait a minute, something ain't right here.
Something ain't right there.
And then when the man sat down in my yard, my dog jumped up in his lap like to say, hey, where you been?
That's not our dog. That's not our dog. Anybody know our dog? He will cut you to pieces.
But the man genuinely had a good spirit in him.
That's right.
And the dog knew it, and we knew it.
That's right.
And so you see, brothers and sisters, we're living in a sensitive time now where you got to know those that labor among you.
Yes, Lord.
We're in that sensitive time right now. And that's why I say, if you're in a good ministry, don't let nobody inside that church cause you to leave the ministry where God has planted you at. Because there's a lot of people, you know what? They mad with theyself, and they don't want to see you there. They hate your pastor, and you know what? They want you to hate them too. You know how kids used to do.
It's the same thing with people society.
Yeah, the little cliques you was in. Mm-hmm. You know, if you wasn't in the little volleyball girls clique, and somebody in that group didn't like somebody, they would try to make you hate them too.
They're poison. You know, you against them.
If you allow them.
If you allow, but you gotta be. You know, you have the wisdom of God going through this way, and people will have you going to hell because they'll have you. You know, start hating people for no reason, Bishop, just because they don't like the person.
That's
amen.
That's the difference between real leaders and real followers. You see, a real leader is going to look for the leadership qualities and abilities in the people up under him and her, and they're going to help to drive them to that place of perfection. A real leader is not threatened by the potential of the people up under them because they know that they're mentoring them and shaping them. But there's a lot of Saul-like leaders out there today because they're jealous. They only want to let you come up so far. And then what they do is they put a lid back on it and knock you back down to your feet. You know, they take you riding on a rocket and give you a star, and about a half a mile from heaven, they knock you back down to this cold, cold world. But you know what? Real leaders don't do that. Why? Because the real leaders know that the reflection of the people up under them reflects how good of a teacher you are. Y'all have got quiet on me again. You see, that's what it's all about. Doesn't mean that we don't stay respectful in the respective places that God has given us. But we stay respectful enough to realize that I am a reflection. See, it don't take a long, a hard thing to find out how children, what kind of parents they got. Now, that don't mean that all child come from good families going to act good. We know that.
We know that to be not true.
We know that to be
true. But we know that
And we know that all bad families don't produce bad children.
Well, most of them do.
They do, but then again, there's that exceptional few.
Yeah, somebody want to stand out and say no. You know, stop that generational curse right then and there. Because, you know, you can see a lack of, for instance, a family of alcoholics or, you know, whatever, you know. And there always be a child there that say, I'm not going that route. Or a family that didn't go to school or get a higher education. You know what I'm saying? And it's like every generation to come up, you know, they drop out of school. But somebody in that family will stop the bloodline, you know, that happening and say, hey, I'm going to be the one, to the first, you know, to go forth in this. So, you know, it's available. It's that person and that determination to say, I'm not going to stay, you know, where I'm at now. I'm going higher. And that's the way God wants us to do in the things of him. Amen. When we get in this word and open this word of God and learn of him, you know what I'm saying? Take his yoke and learn of him, you know. And when you know and you stay in his presence, Bishop, he will put his spirit down inside of you. He will put his knowledge down inside of you. And he will make you a mouthpiece for him. Amen. Because it's not you speaking. It's the spirit, amen, inside. And he will give you the wisdom Amen. If you want it, how bad? Well, you don't like to use the word bad. I know when that came out.
I had the Spirit corrected me and said it ain't how bad you want
it. Yes.
It's how
much you want it.
Do you
praise
want
God? And sometimes we want it bad. We want it bad, bitch.
I don't want it bad. How good do you want it? I'm going to stay in the proper perspective.
Yes, I know exactly what you're saying.
Amen.
But how much you want it and your determination to get it.
And to what extent are you willing
to go
to present yourself that living sacrifice
holy
to get what it is that God said we could be? Amen.
This is reasonable service.
So we're in the Yuletide season, and we just want to let everybody know that, listen, don't get caught up in all the hype of Christmas. Again, I've got to share this with God's people, because every day you open your eyes, you can celebrate
hallelujah
the birth of the Lord. Every day you open your eyes, you can celebrate his death, burial, and resurrection. But more importantly, Minister Mildred, let us begin to celebrate his return. Let us begin to celebrate the fact that he's coming back.
And that's
again
a good part about it, Bishop.
And that if we celebrate his
hallelujah
coming back.
Hallelujah, because he's coming back.
And watch this. If we celebrate
his
return, then you as a believer won't be so quick to fall into temptation. Why? Because if I celebrate his return, he could come at any moment like the bridegroom came for the foolish and wise virgin.
Yes.
And so we understand that if we keep this in the forefront of our mind, that he could come. Amen. He could come before you get your check next third. What you going to do then? Somebody say, I'm going to stay because I need my check.
Well, man, I don't think so. You don't want to stay down here.
Well, listen.
I tell you, maybe you don't know what the words say.
I'm telling you, there are some people,
man,
amen, that have become just that fixed on this world. This world is not our home.
Come on now.
Amen. And this is what the Word of God clearly tells us. It said that the seen things are temporal, but it is the unseen things that are eternal.
Woo!
So brothers and sisters, he said these words, and this is the reason why, amen, we don't get hyped up and trying to tell people in 72 hours, I see God giving you $50 billion. No, we ain't finna hype you up with no lies.
Well, people love lies.
We ain't finna hype you up with no
lies. They love to hear lies.
Now, I will tell you this.
Woo, God.
God's word is true.
Jesus.
The law of reciprocity is true.
Yeah,
amen. The Bible says, as you think, so shall you be. So if you keep on thinking yourself as being poor, I don't care how much tithe and offering you give, you're going to stay poor. I don't care
how much,
until you change your thought process, you're going to stay sick as long as you continue to think yourself sick. Amen. You can call every prayer line that you want, but if you don't say, you know what, by his stripes, I'm healed.
Stand on it. Learn that. Oh, my God.
Because we don't want to be like the man that came to Jesus, and he said, Lord, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And he said, well, you know what the prophets say. See, Jesus knew at the time, a lot of people try to take you away from what the words say.
Come on now.
So Jesus didn't say, well, just look at me and do what I say. He said, well, what did the words say? See, we have got to always point people back. What do the words say?
Praise him.
About my sickness. What does the word say about my finances? Watch this. What does the word say about my marriage?
Come on, bitch.
What does the word say about my hard-headed children?
Woo!
What does the word say about the governmental system that I'm up under? What does the word say about us being caught up in prejudice and racism? What does the word say? Because when you point people back to the word.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody need to say this with me. There's victory in the word.
There is victory
somebody
in the
word. Airwaves, you need to proclaim that today. There's victory in the word.
There
amen
is victory.
Listen, I know the divorce court is calling your name, but there's victory in the word.
Glory to your name.
I know you're taking the HIV medicine, but
come on,
there's victory in the word.
Victory
amen
in the word.
I know they told you, amen, that you're going to have that pacemaker for the rest of your life, but there's victory in the word. I know they told you you'll be in that wheelchair for the rest of your life.
Or you'll be
there is victory.
Die on dialysis the rest of your life. There is victory
the
in
word
the word. Somebody ought to get that word.
I know they told you you're bipolar. They told you that, amen, that you're suffering from anxiety. But beloved, I'm here to tell you there's victory in the word.
Gotta preach by itself. Nothing but the truth.
Victory so we've got to get to that place in our walk with Christ. Don't let these holidays get you in a funk. Every day that you open your eyes is a holiday. A holy day.
Holy.
Don't let the holidays get you. Get caught up in holy days. that every day I open my eyes and God give me the ability, watch this, to go to the bathroom on my own. Amen. I can clean my own hind parts. Ain't nobody got to clean. Baby, you are blessed.
Yes, Lord.
You can see out of your own eyeballs. You can put the food up to your own mouth. You are blessed. Because there's a man with millions of dollars right now. But you know what? Somebody got to feed him.
Jesus.
Somebody got to change his clothes.
So true, Lord.
Somebody, amen, got to intravenously feed them because they'll die if they don't get fed. But you talk about what you don't have. Beloved, quit talking about what you don't have and talk about what you do have.
Hallelujah!
I have been given life, and I've been given it more abundantly. See, the first stages of an eternal abundant life on the outside, you've got to live an abundant life inside. Why do you think Jesus said the kingdom of God is within you? You've been spending too much time looking on the outside. The woman that had the issue of blood, the Bible said within herself, Minister Mildred. She didn't speak it on the outside. She didn't have it plastered on CNN. She didn't have it plastered on Fox News. She spoke within her own self. See, once y'all begin to understand what faith is all about, it's the thing that you're saying on the inside that's manifesting the most on the outside.
Hallelujah. Nothing but the truth. Glory.
See, Pastor telling me I'm blessed. But then after Pastor get through telling you blessed, you saying, yeah, but I got this $189 light bill coming up. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's what you're saying on the inside that's having the profound impact on the rest of your life. See, I began to say this, and God knows I began to see a change take place. When I began to say this, Lord, I'm a cheerful giver.
Yes.
I give my tithe faithfully. I give my offering faithfully. And you said in your word that you love a cheerful giver. Therefore, since I'm a cheerful giver, I will never be broke again another day in my life. And me and Minister Mildred started confessing that.
Yes, Lord.
And do you know what? We ain't been broke. No more. No more. Not wondering how the bill's going to get paid. Not wondering. And ain't running no con games. Ain't running no scams and schemes. Amen. But just been praying, standing on God's word. Give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, running over, shaken together. Shall men give unto your bosoms. Why? Because the law of reciprocity says what you put out. Because we give unto men's bosoms.
That's right.
So God ain't a man that he should lie.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
If you so much as give a prophet a drink of water, you shall receive a prophet's reward. I tell people all the time, when you bless the man and woman of God that are true to God,
yes, Lord,
you're going to be blessed.
Yes, Lord.
God going to open up doors for you. Amen. And so you know what? Yes. As a minister, we sow into other ministries as well. That's the whole key. See, a lot of time, Pastor, you don't want to sow into somebody else's ministry. That's why you're going through the problems that you're going. It's me, my foe, and no more that you're looking at. But I declare, if you get out of that selfish mode, forget about your organization, forget about your denomination, and reach toward those that appear to be less fortunate than you. It's Christmas time coming up. And you're looking for some pastor to bless. You're looking for some preacher to bless. That's good, too. But can I tell you something? Let the Lord touch your heart genuinely, not to the same man that you see out there on the corner with the sign every day that says, just give a smile. No, let God lead you to somebody, some little mother with four or five little children that can barely make it, sow into their life and watch and see how God bless you. Some blind person, watch and see how God bless you. I know they may be getting a check, but God will still bless you. Because Jesus said it through the mouth of the beloved apostles, be careful how you entertain strangers. For some, that blind man could be an angel. You don't know that. That blind woman could be an angel. You don't know that. That person that you see that looks retarded could be an angel. You don't know that. Bible Beans and Bullets say they ain't calling because they be listening. Y'all can still call. 877-464-2500.
And Bishop, it's just a blessing. And is this, according to the word, we're to give all the time. But the world see it as this is the season of giving.
Oh, no.
Amen. Giving is all the time. And it's not just monetarily either. Sometimes giving of your time. Amen. Somebody need to go visit the people that don't have, I was so really affected even last week. I was glad at the same time one of the former a resident that used to be at the nursing home, she left because I guess it was the finances that they were saying she don't get enough finances, and she went to another nursing home. But somehow a year later, she back again. praise God. And I asked her, I say, how you doing? How are your children? She said, well, my children don't come see me. They don't, you know. And, you know, that's just tore me up again. You know, I just, that's, oh, God. Yeah. And she don't have nobody to come see her. I said, but we love you. I said, God loves you.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, we love you. And she smiled and just smiled and squeezed my hand. And I said, Lord, help her, Lord. And let us be the, you know, whoever, whatever we can do, Lord, let us be that light. And let them see Jesus, the true love of God in us, Lord, through us, by you. And I know that's what we're here. All of us have a role to play. Amen. There's some hurting people. There's some lonely people. Show yourself, you know, lovingly in their life. And many people don't care about showing love, you know.
Well,
but it's hard to show love, Bishop, if you all bitter, if you all angry, if you all hurting, if you all, you know, all of these other things that, you know. And I guess at the same time, they're saying somebody needs to show some love to me, you know. And yes.
Well, let me just show yourself something. I just received a text message from one of our followers. Amen, here at the radio station, who live up in Monroe, Louisiana. Sister Diane from Monroe just told us that she lost her walking friend, who's no longer in the family, is in need of prayers. And she said, pray for the husband and the family. Do you think that husband, for Christmas, he care about a gift right about now?
No, he ain't
thinking. You think that husband care about what they're going to have up under the tree for him? He wants his spouse back. See, we've got to get back in the reality of being appreciative of what God has given us. See, giving ain't just a season thing. It's an everyday thing.
All
right. We open our eyes. God wants us to be a cheerful giver. See, I can't wait till my wife's birthday to appreciate her.
Amen.
I can't wait till our anniversary to appreciate her. I got to appreciate her every day for the food that she cooks for me. Amen. For the knowledge that God shares with her to spill over into my life. I can't wait until something tragic happens to express my love and devotion. We got to do that every day.
Every day that he gives us.
So, Sister Diane, we did get your message, and we're going to certainly pray for them even right now. Let's pray for that family now.
What is concerning?
Well, Sister Diane's her walking friend passed away.
Oh, her
walking friend that walks with Sister Diane.
Okay.
They passed away, and the husband and them are grieving now.
Oh, I know they are.
So we understand that these things are happening, and that's why I said before, people are going through. Amen. We want to pray for them. Amen. Go ahead and pray, Mr. Miller. We'll get the call.
Father, we just thank you today. And, Lord, we just know that you know all about it.
Thank you.
We even pray, God, that you would comfort this husband.
In the name of Jesus.
And like Bishop was saying, who cares for what's under the tree when a loved one,
yes, Lord,
somebody you've been with for years and years and years, and they are no longer here.
Yes.
Father, comfort this family as never before.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even Sister Diane, God, she's going to miss a friend.
Yes.
But, Lord, you know how to do it. We thank you for the comfort.
Thank you,
we thank you for the love.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the peace, because
you,
nobody
Jesus.
Can do it but you.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
We trust you,
thank
even
you,
in this hour.
Thank
in
you,
Jesus.
Jesus'
name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Sister Diane, we certainly praying for the family, amen. We thank and praise God for you letting us know that. I also want to share with you, because we've been talking about people about the spirit of giving and understanding. You know, back in the 60s, there was a lot of things going on with people in the world, especially in the African-American communities. A lot of folks were dying from all type of diseases, and they were dying from things like leukemia, and they were dying from, what's that other one, sickle cell anemia and things of that nature like that. So right now, I want to let you all know that there's a special event taking place over at Petco. The Sickle Cell Anemia Research Foundation will be set up in front of Petco near Kroger's, and they're going to be selling cell phone cases to benefit sickle cell anemia. So those of you that are out there by Petco, go ahead on over there and help them out, amen, because sickle cell is a dreaded disease that are affecting, and you know what, these diseases don't have no ethnical picks and chooses. Anybody that these things can attack, they will attack them. So you want to show your love. Yes, you can show your love. A lot of these foundations are asking for help as well. They're set up out there at Petco over there by Kroger's. Y'all know where it is. I believe they're going to be between the hours of 11 a.m. and 2 after this afternoon. So they're selling cell phone cases. Maybe you don't need one, but go ahead and get one. Maybe somebody you know needs one. So go ahead on and buy there. They're over there right by Kroger. So go ahead on by and support them in that. And this is what it's all about, being supportive of people that are concerned about others.
And, Bishop, I know you said there's no ethnic behind it. But sickle cell, you know, it really was in the black American families for a long time.
Oh, yes.
And I have a cousin that had fought this thing for a long, long time. Several times she was near death, had to go to the hospital in the ICU. But now today, you know, God has really blessed her. She's in her 40s now. But when she was in her 20s, we didn't know she was going to make it. She had it that severely. So this is a good cause. And go support her, what you said her name was, the lady?
Oh, the lady's going to be out there as Miss Vicky Bennett. She's going to be in front of Petco, and they're going to be selling cell phones, cases. So go ahead on by. Those of y'all that iPhone lovers, go ahead and get your extra case. Get your children an extra case. It's for a good cause.
It is a good cause.
And anything that's for a good cause, you should support it. That's why we tell people, when you run across ministry that is genuinely concerned about helping God's people, you should sow into that ministry. I don't care if they're not your pastor or leader. Sow into that ministry because they are helping. And you know what? It makes its way full circle. Amen. Being a blessing to that ministry may help your child, may help your husband, may help your wife. Amen. There was something else I wanted to share, too. Amen. And I kind of slipped my mind because I have so much revolving.
You didn't get the other caller to call?
No, I didn't get the caller. They can call back.
Okay.
Amen. The other caller can call back. But again, it's just a blessing. Amen. And if you desire prayer, we've got about 15 minutes. And if you desire prayer, the number to call is 877-464-2500. That is the toll-free number. If you're within the Alexandria Pineville a local area, you can dial 318-484-2500. Amen. But listen, God is still in charge. Amen. I know many people are depressed. They're going through terrible things. Amen. Everybody's going through something. But can I tell you something? It's how you look at it. What's going to make all the difference in the world.
Exactly.
And how Bishop, you look.
You know, this is the last month of the year, and you usually hear so many deaths and loved ones just, you know, it's a saying that, you know, before the year pass out, so many has to go out before the new comes in, you know, and when I was young, I didn't understand it, but the older I get, I see it happening, and I say, Lord, there's something to that, praise God, but I know one thing about it, we're to pray for one another, because we know that if God don't help us, we cannot make it ourselves, so we have to consistently pray for one another. Praise God.
Going to go back to the prayer line. Caller, this is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Yes, sir. Bishop Townsend and Minister Mildred, every week.
There you go.
At the same time and same station. You give us those great moments of inspiration. This is your God, Guns, and Gold Man, your Bible, Bullets, and Beans Man, telling everybody to get ready.
My Lord. Good one.
This is Cornelius White from Alexandria, Louisiana. Look, like I said, Bishop and Minister Mildred, y'all have been such a blessing to our local area and stuff. And I just wanted to remind everybody, we had a great Christmas parade last night over there in Pineville, Louisiana. We got one in Ball at 2 o'clock, and then I think our Alexandria Christmas parade is at 1 or 2 tomorrow in Alexandria.
Mm.
So please, people, come out, have a nice time. They'll be throwing candy. You'll see Santa Claus and all like that. And just have a nice, like the Bishop and Minister Mildred saying, this is the reason for this season. Let's celebrate Christ and everything, you know, because he gave his life for us, so we need to give our life for him and stuff.
Sir.
I know, you know, that people, I'm not calling, they rather listen to y'all because y'all are giving the true word and stuff. I'm going to go by Petco. Exactly where is that at in Alexandria?
Well, it says by Kroger. By Kroger's.
Oh, that one's the one by Kroger. Okay, I know what you're talking about, man.
Uh-huh, they're selling cell phone cases. So go ahead on, and I don't know. Do you got yourself one of those modern cell phones?
I don't have the modern, but anyway, I'll get a cell phone case.
Maybe they got the dinosaur kind. I don't know.
dinosaur.
those old ones. I don't know. they may have one.
Try like the old flip phone.
But they may have a case for you, but you don't know till you try.
That's right.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, you don't know. But again, it's for a great cause.
Brother Bible Beans and Bullets.
Yeah.
We had a lady here, her name is McTwire. She was over the sickle cell anemia thing that's right down the road from us on 3rd Street. And she's elderly now, so I guess a younger person has taken over.
Okay.
Her position at the Sickle Cell Anemia Foundation here in Alexandria.
Okay.
But anyway, like you said, it's for a good cause and stuff. And I just wanted to give some prayer and praise. My prayer is that Mr. Roberts, Lewis Roberts, he was the assistant principal at Bolton High School.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Michelle, she's a great person, too. And I just want to give you a prayer and praise report. They both were sick and everything and had gone to the hospital.
Uh-huh.
Now they're back home and everything, getting
praise
around
God.
And stuff. So I wanted
Thank
to
you,
praise
Jesus.
God for that.
Amen.
And everything. That shows you the power of prayer.
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
And
God
that's the key,
good.
The power of prayer.
The power of prayer.
That's
Amen.
All right. Praise
Amen.
Him. Praise him.
Well, Bible Beans and Bullets, certainly we thank and praise God for you, man. As I said before, you have been a committed follower. I can say one thing about it. You know, people come and go, but you have been consistently a supporter of Moments of Inspiration, and we thank and praise God for you. Don't take you for granted.
We really do.
You heard
yeah.
I don't know if you were listening earlier. Mr. Mitter say she love you, but she ain't going to get with them beans and, I mean, them guns and bullets.
Bullets. I love the beans and the Bibles.
Yeah, she go that
she love
far.
You, but
I
she just ain't going to. She say you can keep your guns and your bullets.
But I got to tell everybody, remember Cornelius in the Bible, they went to a military man first. They didn't go to nobody else but a military man first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he was the first one that asked Jesus. You know, he had more faith than any of the disciples or anybody.
Yeah.
Because he was a non-Jew.
Yeah.
He was a Gentile.
That's
and
right.
He said, you can heal my servant. You don't have to come. Just say the word.
Speak the word.
My servant will be healed.
Just he say the word, and Cornelius White will bust a cap for you.
Now, that's God. Not true, Pastor.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Just say the word.
Say the word.
Well, we certainly love you, man. We appreciate you. God.
Oh, we love y'all here. You can tell. And I see somebody's calling. Look,
all right.
Army's going to defeat Navy. I'm an Army man, a military police officer. Army defeats
I
Navy.
Don't know. I got sons in the Army and Navy.
And
so
Navy.
I don't say may the best man win.
That's it.
All right. Let's go back to the prayer line. Caller, this is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Okay, I'm from Alexandria, Louisiana, and my name is Dora. And I just want to thank a good friend that when my daughter passed, I was down.
Uh-huh.
And I called him on the phone. His name is Manny. And I was crying to him. And he told me, he said, Mom, hold on 1 minute.
Uh-huh.
So he got Pastor William came on the phone, and he listened at me, and he prayed for me.
Uh-huh.
And it really helped me to understand what God did and why God did it for a reason.
Yes.
And I just want to thank him for helping me when I was down. And also, I have a best friend. That I don't know what's wrong with him. He never, ever, in 30-some years, ever disrespect me, call me out my name. We was texting on the phone by God and everything else. Didn't he just jumped up and just called me out my name. And I don't know what's really wrong with him, but I want y'all to say a prayer for him. And whatever it is, he's doing, straighten him up and get his life back to God.
Amen, Mother. Well, you know what? What God is doing in this season, he's separating the real from the unreal. And God
yes,
don't
sir.
Want you to get too attached to nobody. I mean, how sweet they are. But you can't be too attached to nobody to where it is when they fall, you fall with them.
Oh, no, sir.
You can't get to that point.
I would never do that.
You know, so God, amen. Well, like I told people earlier, God is showing his people who the real people are that love him and those that don't love him. And so if he had not done that, it wouldn't have made you get to your knees and say, Lord, help me to stay focused on you. So God sometimes let things come our way. But yet and still, we know that you love him, and the love that you had for him and praying for him, God will help him to get out of himself too and show him himself. So we're going to pray now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for our dear mother. We thank you even for the incident that happened. And Lord God, we pray that the greatest sense of understanding will be shown to mother right now, even concerning the things that he said to her that were so hurtful to her. But Lord, whatever it is you need to do in her life, to take her to the next level. Lord, we understand the things are hurtful, but the process is needed to get us to that place.
Oh, yes.
And we're praying, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, that you will keep us stable and strong. Lord, that you will make it be like water on a duck's back, that no matter what comes up against her, she will stand strong in the things of Jesus Christ. And we call it done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Mother. Thank you so much for your call, all right?
Amen.
Thank you.
All right. We've got a few minutes left, people of God, and if you desire prayer, you can call. But, you know, one of the things I wanted to share with you all here, there's a lot of things going on. And again, in the state of Louisiana, listen, God gave me this message to share. I don't know who this is for personally. And this is not anything, a personal thing either. But for those of you, you can't mix sorcery with your praise in God. Listen to me very carefully. Many of you are calling on the name of Jesus, but you're still caught up in witchcraft. You're still caught up in sorcery.
Jesus.
You're still caught up in these things that are considered an abomination in the sight of the Lord. Listen at me carefully. You can't do that. I know we're in the region of Louisiana, and there are many people that believe in sorcery and witchcraft. And there are some people that say, oh, I don't believe in that mess. Well, let me tell you something. There was a saying that we used to say years ago, mm-hmm. What I don't know can't hurt me.
Oh, yes.
Beloved, let me tell you something. What you don't know can kill you. Mix bleach with ammonia if you think I'm lying. What you don't know can kill you. It almost killed my mother years ago when I was a little child. She called herself cleaning the house up, and she took some bleach, and she took some ammonia, and she poured the ammonia in there, and it almost knocked her out and had to rush her to the hospital because it did. And that might have what done damage to her lungs all this time, and she don't know it. But I'm here to tell you what you don't know can be very detrimental. So people of God, listen, do not, I repeat, do not take a spirit of witchcraft and sorcery over with you into 2018.
Oh, yes.
Listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully. Some of you got the idea that, well, they killed my dog, I'm going to kill their cat. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Jesus said, pray for them.
Curse
who despitefully mistreat you. That's what he said. Amen. He said, pray for them. He said, bless them that curse you. He said, bless and curse not. So, beloved, listen, I'm here to tell you, do not take witchcraft. As a matter of fact, renounce it. Denounce it. Recant from it. In the name of Jesus. Going to go back to the phone call. Caller, this is Moments of Inspiration. We got a few minutes. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Good morning. My name is Sister Gladys Jack. I'm calling from Mamou, Louisiana.
Oh.
And today is my granddaughter's birthday. I'm calling for prayer for her. Her name is LaToya.
How old is LaToya today?
She's going to be 23 years old today.
Oh, she's still a baby. She's still a baby.
I want God to bless her.
All right. Minister Milton, come on, pray
for her. Make a way and open the door that she get her own apartment.
All right. Minister Milton, we're going to touch and agree with you now.
Hallelujah. Father, we know that you know all about
it. In the name of Jesus.
And Father, we lift up LaToya, and we thank you, even her birthday being today, Lord, that you will let her be here 23 years. And Lord, it's time now for her to get her own apartment. Open the doors for her, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, save this young woman. Lord, do all that you know. Oh, glory to God. That you will bless her, God. Lord, let her know that you got plan for her. That you got a life, God, of abundance. And she commit her heart to you, Lord God. You can use her in a mighty way, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Gladys Jack.
All right, God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Sister Gladys Jack is another one that's been with Moments of Inspiration ever since we came on the
air. Sweet
lady. As well. Amen. Her and Sister Shirley Jack up there around Ville Platte. And there's so many of you out there that we just can't think of you. But again, I got to get back to this, Minister Mildred. We got to share. The Holy Ghost said, tell God's people to get out of witchcraft.
Come on, Bishop.
Amen. Listen to me very carefully. Some of you that are out there, you think that you're warding off evil. Listen to me very carefully. This is what the witches and the warlocks do. They got you sprinkling salt all around your house. Amen. You're sprinkling salt, amen, at your front door. You're sprinkling salt. And people are doing these type of diabolical things to get you out of your element. I'm here to tell you today that, listen, you don't need no salt to drive evil spirits away from you. All you need is the word of God to drive evil spirits away from you.
And many times, amen. Bishop, that spirit.
Now, this is the reason why I'm saying this is because a lot of people, the witches and warlocks, them told the people to take baths and salt and all of that stuff like that. Listen to what I'm telling you today. I don't need to take a bath in salt. I'm the salt of the earth. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. And this is what he said. When salt loses its savor, it's good for nothing but to be trampled on. If witchcraft and sorcery is overtaking you, it's because you've lost your ability.
And repent of it. Like you said earlier, you said the right word. You got to renounce it. You got to be godly sorry that you even got involved in such a thing as this. Because there are some repercussions behind it. When we get on the devil's territory, there's some things that we ourselves going to pay. And that we got to really put it out there. Because the more you hold on to this spirit and allow the spirit to come in, the more it's going to pull you back and back and back. And that's how far you have to come back to God, because you got to truly renounce this thing, because the enemy.
Reading psalms.
Yes, they love that
burning
one.
Burning candles.
And get your hand on
it. And reading psalms and reading these things. Lord, destroy my enemies.
Enemies.
Come against them. That,
he said, pray for your enemies.
You are in witchcraft.
Scatter my enemies and all of that. God
let
said,
my enemies be scattered. Let them, let their tongue cleave to them. Listen, we're not under the law anymore. So you can forget those prayers.
Jesus said, I have no time passed. He said an eye for an eye and a
we're
tooth for a
no
tooth.
More.
He said, but now, you know, it's a difference. So we just thank and praise God. Praise God. We got
all right. Yeah, we got a caller. Caller, this is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
I just wanted to tell you, Bishop Townsend, Minister Mildred, that's that voodoo, hoodoo, you do. So that's what it is. You call it witchcraft and sorcery, but down here it's called voodoo, hoodoo, and you do.
Same thing.
That's all I wanted to tell you.
Thank you, but we know that what you're saying.
Well, I know what it's called, but here's the thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
When you dabble in fool around, there was a woman.
Come on.
I'm going to say this, and I got about 3 minutes to say this. There was a woman that the Lord, she called, and she says, I'm calling for prayer. And when she called for prayer, the Lord immediately in the Holy Ghost told me, and says, well, ma'am, have you been involved in witchcraft? She said, no. I said, well, the Holy Ghost is telling me that you've been around somebody strongly involved in it. She says, well, I don't know how you could be picking that up because I know. I said, ma'am, the Holy Ghost don't lie.
He can't lie.
He's a tattletale.
He tell on
what
you.
He know.
He exposed.
She said, well, my husband might have been involved in it. I said, well, why do you say that? She said, because he took my underwear and he cut the crotch of him out.
Jesus.
I says, oh, okay. I said, well, why would he do that? I don't know. Maybe he think I was doing it to him. I said, well, you done been around somebody that's doing it. And I said, ma'am, you might as well come clean, because until you come clean, you're going to be overtaken in this thing. And you know what? She had to come forth and tell the truth. I said, what were you doing, ma'am? She said, well, my husband done me so wrong till I just couldn't take it no more. I just wanted him out of my life. And so this lady told me that I went to that she can have him killed, but I don't have to pay her until the job was done. Y'all better come out of this mess.
Come out before you get slaughtered. Before you
let me tell you, there ain't a man or woman out there that can bring a loved one back to you. And listen to me carefully. If they making them come back, that's still witchcraft and sorcery. That means they like a zombie. They don't know no better. You want somebody to love you for who you are.
And God is
not
the only one
who
can do that.
Not unless you just want to control them for their money. You see, sorcery and witchcraft is running rampant. But we want to be just like the apostles were. At the end time, when them seven sons of Sceva, when they find out that all of this was witchcraft and sorcery, Minister Mildred, they say all the people brought their books and burned them. You listen, these folks are sending you books and pamphlets on burning candles and all of this stuff like this. Listen, it's an abomination. You can't call on Jesus and be in witchcraft and sorcery too. 2018 is coming up, and listen to me carefully. What those people are not telling you, what those soothsayers are not telling you, is that when you go to them, the demonic forces are using your energy.
Come on, Bishop.
Draining the life force from you.
My God. My God.
That's why we're trying to educate you. Meet us at 1400 College Drive tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon so we can pray for you. So we can break the spiritual bondage and the curses that have been placed over your life. And yes, there is no charge. Amen. You ain't got to give us no money to break demonic curses. You don't have to give us. There is no fee for it. Make your way to 1400 College Drive tomorrow in Jesus' name. We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has...